Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 122. Apple's Find My Network now offers new third-party finding experiences and products. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally, and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's announcement this week of the Find My Network accessory program, enabling users to keep track of their belongings in the new items tab within the Find My application and some of the new products being introduced. Let's not waste any time and go to the show. Apple introduced Wednesday the updated Find My app, allowing third-party products to use the private and secure finding capabilities of Apple's Find My network, which comprises of hundreds of millions of Apple devices. The Find My Network accessory program opens up the vast and global Find My network to third-party device manufacturers to build products utilizing the service so their customers can use the Find My app to locate and keep track of the important items in their lives. New products that will work with the Find My app are from Belkin, Chipolo, and VanMoof and will be available beginning as soon as next week. And we'll explore some of these later in the podcast. Bob Borchers, Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Product Marketing, said in the announcement Wednesday, "For more than a decade, our customers have relied on Find My to locate their missing or stolen Apple devices, all while protecting their privacy. Now we're bringing the powerful finding capabilities of Find My, one of our most popular services, to more people with the Find My Network accessory program. We're thrilled to see how Belkin, Chipolo, and VanMoof are utilizing this technology and can't wait to see what other partners create," he finished. Let's start by delving deeper into the Find My Network accessory program, talk about some of the new products, and then the additions to the Find My application. Part of the Made for iPhone program, the Find My Network accessory program is designed for any accessory developer looking to connect an existing or new product to the Find My network. Third-party products must adhere to the privacy protection of the Find My network that Apple customers rely on. Approved products can be added to the new Items tab and will feature a Works with Apple Find My badge to clearly communicate to users that the product is compatible with the Find My network and the Find My app. Apple also announced a draft specification for chipset manufacturers that will be released later this spring. With this, third-party device makers will be able to take advantage of ultra-wideband technology in U1-equipped Apple devices, creating a more precise, directionally aware experience when nearby. Let's now talk about what are going to be the first Find My enabled products. They are VanMoof's latest S3 and X3 e-bikes, Belkin's Soundform Freedom True Wireless earbuds, and the Chipolo OneSpot item finder, making up the first group of innovative third-party accessories that will work with the Find My program. I have included links to these products at the Mac Minutes podcast website, which can be found at https://macminutes.blubrry.net. These products will allow users to locate where they left their ride, their earbuds at the gym, their backpack, and so much more. Additional third-party device manufacturers will offer Find My enabled products and accessories soon. The device that most intrigued me of the three was the Chipolo OneSpot. Chipolo is launching their special edition Chipolo OneSpot, which works exclusively with Apple's Find My network and the Find My app. The Chipolo OneSpot is available in the color Almost Black. It has a lengthy 12-month time battery, so you will reduce waste with the option to replace the battery also. It has a loud sound, specifically a 120 decibel ring, and it is water resistant to survive all unexpected splashes. This special edition retains its premium status without any hidden subscriptions or premium fees. The Chipola One Spot will be available for pre-order in May, with shipping beginning in June from the Chipola website, bestbuy.com, and bestbuy.ca. I have a picture of the product at the podcast website. If you are interested in one of these devices, I'd urge you to go to the Chipola website and pre-order this device. Now let's turn to the Find My application, which now has a vast and global finding network. I want to say these new devices are now even better at finding your missing gear. Apple didn't mention this, but I think I will. Please take my advice on this. If your item is stolen, do not try to play police officer. Let law enforcement do their job to recover your item. No Apple device is worth your life. I had my iPod taken from my car and was able to track it. I was all ready to go and confront the person. Fortunately for me, a family member did a little research, and the person who lived at the residence had a significant criminal record. I don't think it would have turned out very good for me. Ultimately, the police did get involved, and the iPod was returned. My name was defaced from the Apple's engraving, but the iPod was still usable. Needless to say, the Find My app on the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Mac makes it easy to locate missing Apple devices, as well as keep up with family and friends, all while protecting user privacy. If a user ever loses an Apple device, the Find My app allows them to locate it on a map, play a sound to pinpoint its location, put it in lock mode to lock it immediately, and display a message with a contact number. It also lets them remotely erase the device in case it has fallen into the wrong hands. The Find My network extends these capabilities by locating missing devices, even if they can't or don't connect to the internet. The Find My network is a crowdsourced network of hundreds of millions of Apple devices that use Bluetooth wireless technology to detect missing devices or items nearby and report their approximate location back to the owner. The entire process is end-to-end encrypted and anonymous, so no one else, not even Apple or the third-party manufacturer, can view a device's location or information. Let's move on to some information that was from a previous podcast. Apple announced it will host the annual Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly known as WWDC, from June 7th through 11th in an all-online format. Let's also talk about the ongoing speculation of Apple's hardware announcements. Tech journalists appear to agree that Apple hardware announcement or virtual event is still slated for April, likely within the next couple weeks. Items speculated to include new updates to the iPad mini, iPad, and iPad Pro. Apple has yet to make any announcement confirming their report. If there is an announcement, we will be posting it on our Mac Minutes social media accounts. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. We will have a special evening for Mac Minutes Facebook group members to join the Alaskan Apple Users Group meeting on Wednesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time using the Zoom application. The guest speaker is renowned Apple educator Dan Wasink from Dan's Tutorials. You can find the link posted at the podcast Facebook group page. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. That is all we have for this week's podcast. For all the podcast listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, getting your vaccines if desired, and look forward to next week's podcast. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we venture onward on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.